Good Shabbos, and welcome to our video board for Parshat Ekev. In our Parsha, we have perhaps one of the most famous halachot in Sefer Devarim, the halacha of Berkat HaMazon, of benching. And the Torah says, V'achalta v'savata u'beirachta, you will eat, be satisfied, and bless Hashem your God. Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, in his commentary on the Torah, uses this as an opportunity to explain a wide variety of halachot in benching, including perhaps one of the strangest halachot about Berkat HaMazon. You see, when three people join together to eat a meal, they bench on what's called a zimun. And that's very unusual. We don't see it anywhere else in halacha. When three people eat fruit together, they don't say a special borei pri ha'etz. When three people say halal together, there's no special version of the bracha that we recite. Only in Berkat HaMazon do we have a special thing called a zimun. Why would this bizarre halacha appear only here? Rav Hirsch suggests that eating has a way of activating certain selfish tendencies in us. When we're pursuing our physical needs, it's very natural to think that my needs come at the expense of your needs. When I'm gathering food, the food that I take for myself is food that you don't get to have. In business, if I manage to snag a client, you're not going to be able to work with them. And when pursuing our physical needs, we think of I, myself, myself. Everything is a zero-sum game. But the halacha is teaching you that our parnasa is not a zero-sum game. Hashem is able to sustain me and sustain you. And the benefit he gives me has nothing to do with the bounty that he gives you. And zimun is our reminder of that. When I eat with you, we together appreciate that Hashem gave both of us our sustenance. We don't do it as individuals. We do it as a group to remind ourselves that the parnasa he gives me and the parnasa he gives you are both from him. Shabbos is one of those opportunities when many of us bench with the Zimun more than we do during the week, and I encourage us all to appreciate this lesson of the Zimun, that when we're thinking about our parnasa, thinking about our needs, they're not a zero-sum game. We're not working at cross-purposes. We work together to sustain ourselves, and together we thank Hashem for that sustenance. Good Shabbos.